Well, back to health care. President Trump has promised to lower insurance costs, but so far plans from House and Senate Republicans include policies that encourage higher deductibles and raise out-of-pocket costs. Meanwhile, the number of people with these high-deductible health plans is growing, and research shows many are putting off medical treatment because of that cost. Pauline Bartoloni from our partner Kaiser Health News took a look.
For Jennifer Brown and her husband Mike, getting health care is not as simple as doing what the doctor says. They always consider the cost.
It's really about weighing what's worth it and what's not worth it.
Mike makes a comfortable salary as an IT manager, but Jennifer's not working right now. She just finished school and hopes to start a new career. For that, the family's in the middle of an expensive move to another city where they hope there are better job prospects. So this year, the Browns came to the difficult decision to delay certain medical treatments because of the price. Jennifer Brown has degenerative disc disease in her back, and when it flares up, she's in a lot of pain.
The next day, I know I'm going to hurt, or I'm going to have a hard time falling asleep at night, or staying asleep, you know, walking funny, you know, when you get out of bed and you're all hunched over, grabbing your back like an 80-year-old woman.
Steroid shots could help. But she figures that would be at least $1,000. That's because the family's health insurance, which they get through her husband's job, comes with a $3,500 deductible.
It's just not worth it. I have to deal with the pain and find other ways around it.
Jennifer Brown says her family had to put off a recommended test for her husband's acid reflux, and they will not be buying a breathing machine she needs to treat her sleep apnea.
But right now, we're choosing to look the other way because it's not in our budget. So I guess we're waiting for things to get really, really bad before we decide to go.
A recent survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation found that 43% of insured people have a hard time paying their deductible. Another study by Families USA found that more than a quarter of people in high-deductible health plans delayed some type of medical care, such as a doctor's visit or a diagnostic test. That's no surprise to Dr. Ted Mazur, a head and neck surgeon in San Diego, California.
People who have medical problems that can be put off, they tend to put them off much more now because of the high deductible.
Mazur is president-elect of the California Medical Association. He says he sees patients put off all kinds of treatment.
I've had instances where things really were not elective, and yet people faced with their high deductibles said, no, I can't do it. And I have to make the phone call and say, we're looking at a mass that may be malignant. And if you put it off, you're putting yourself at risk. And I'll tell you, we've had people take that risk.
The trouble is, Mazur says, it's hard for patients to know what care they need and what they can do without.
But if they're putting off something that might be serious, that's a danger. Yeah, you may save some dollars today. What's it going to cost you in the future, both in your health and dollars down the road?
Harvard researchers recently looked into that question. They found that low-income diabetes patients in high-deductible plans put off visits to their doctor and often wound up getting more expensive emergency room care.
If the deductibles go up, it diminishes the value of insurance.
Sabrina Corlett of the Georgetown Center on Health Insurance Reform says the growth of high-deductible health plans is likely to continue whether or not Obamacare is repealed. And that undermines the two main purposes of insurance.
It is supposed to help you access healthcare services so that the doctors that you need and want to see are willing and able to see you. But it's also a financial protection, right? It is supposed to protect you from medical bankruptcy or otherwise if you have something really serious go wrong with you.
Jennifer Brown in Michigan says her family's $3,500 deductible isn't working for her. That's because she has to decide whether she can afford to get the medical treatment that her doctors say she and her husband need.
I feel like this should be less of a family's issue and more of the insurance. I would really like to see it go back on the insurance. That's what we're paying for. And right now I feel like, you know, like I don't feel like I have any safety net at all unless I'm really, really sick.
Relief for the Browns and other families with high-deductible plans is unlikely to come anytime soon. Experts say until Congress addresses the root causes of high health care costs, more people will have to make painful choices about what care they can afford. For Here and Now, I'm Pauline Bartoloni in Sacramento.
Are you like the Browns? Let us know, hereandnow.org.